This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. The Transportation Security Administration's Office of Inspector General has released a report saying that the threat of terrorism from general aviation is mostly hypothetical. And while that validates what GA groups have been saying for years, AOPA's Chris Dancy says continuing dialogue with the TSA is as important as ever.
So Chris, there's no news in this for those of us who've been following this story, but it's significant that the TSA and the OIG for DHS is coming out and actually saying this, right?
Oh, absolutely. This really validates what we at AOPA and really the entire general aviation industry have been saying all along, and really even the TSA has been saying in it, things like its guidelines for general aviation airport security. And to use the language of the OIG's report, the threat to national security from general aviation is, in their words, limited and mostly hypothetical, and that the measures that general aviation has been taking voluntarily are positive and effective.
So, I don't know, the TSA is still in the news a lot with these kind of vague programs that they're doing in the shadows, and we hear little bits about them when they show up at individual airports. Do you see maybe an easing off of the attention on GA from the TSA?
You know, I really wouldn't want to speak for the TSA. What we are finding is that when we engage with them, when we sit down and talk with them, you know, they're much more receptive than when, as an industry and as an association, frankly, we've occasionally stood off and thrown rocks. They respond better to us sitting down with them than us throwing rocks. We have seen some willingness to listen to general aviation's position when we engage with them. You know, we're still waiting to see what they'll do with all the comments on the large aircraft security program. We did see them take into consideration a number of our concerns with the badging security directive instead of the security directive 8F, which was pretty onerous. They came out with a G, which had a number of clarifications that, while still posing some issues for pilots at air carrier airports, they did offer some clarifications that make it a little easier for transient pilots. So, so we are finding that the TSA does listen to us. They don't always do what we want, but they at least do take our concerns into consideration.
Okay, and I'm assuming that there are some fairly regular meetings between your folks and folks from other groups, so that the dialogue continues. Is that correct?
Absolutely. There are daily conversations between the various associations, and near daily contacts with not only TSA, but obviously also the FAA, just making sure that we maintain the relationships and that they understand our concerns and we understand their positions, and where we can work with them, we work with them, and where we need to, to raise concerns, we do that as well.
This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.